ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Now to Russia, and Russia has charged the four men it says attacked a popular Moscow concert hall with an act of terrorism, which ISIS has claimed responsibility for. The attack, which killed at least 137 people and left more than 100 others injured, is Russia's deadliest terror attack in two decades. President Vladimir Putin has acknowledged the shooting was conducted by radical Islamists, but he's also tried to link it to Ukraine's attacks on Russia, with link it to Ukraine without evidence. Now, Anatol Levin is the Eurasia Director at the Quincy Institute for Responsible Statecraft and a former British correspondent in Afghanistan, Pakistan and Russia. Thanks for being with us on RN Breakfast.
Hello.
The four gunmen have appeared in court, badly beaten it seems. What more have we learned about them and how they carried out this attack?
Well, we've learned that they are from Tajikistan. We've learned that they speak very poor, or in some cases no Russian. But there is a great deal that we do not know. Part of the problem is that, of course, given the appearance of the men and the reputation of the Russian security services, it will not be easy, to put it mildly, simply to believe anything that they confess to. You've seen the pictures of what has happened to them. Mm. So I fear that a great deal about this attack will remain, you know, very murky. One of the questions, I mean, assuming that these are the men responsible, is where they were going. Were they in fact trying to get into Ukraine? The direction in which they fled, once again, if it was them, suggests yes, though that of course does not prove that that the Ukrainian authorities were in any way involved. Putin, of course, is trying his utmost, but without any concrete evidence whatsoever, to blame this attack on Ukraine. Of course, he really, has to do so from his point of view, partly in order to cover up what is clearly a very bad failure of the Russian security forces.
But by, you know, labelling them Islamists, how on earth can he seek to link this to Ukraine? And what do you make of that shift in language that he is now, clearly calling them Islamists?
Well, I think he has little. I mean, they were Islamists, and ISIS has taken responsibility. Mm. It's not impossible in principle that the Ukrainian secret service, which obviously has carried out attacks in Russia, though nothing like this, and obviously has an extremely strong motive to attack Russia. I mean, it isn't impossible that they would have formed some kind of opportunist alliance with ISIS to attack Russia. But no evidence whatsoever has been provided for this by Putin, except that these four men, once again, assuming that they were the terrorists, were indeed, it seems, heading in the direction of Ukraine.
In your latest piece, you say this Islamic State attack is, quote, the starkest possible reminder that despite the war in Ukraine, Russia and the West also still have some of the same enemies. Just unpack that for us.
Well, ISIS is our common enemy. Sunni Islamist terrorism is our common enemy. The attack on the concert hall in Moscow follows an attack on a concert hall in Manchester, in Britain, a few years back, and, of course, a massacre in Paris and 9/11. Some of the attacks in the West, including the attack on the Boston Marathon, have indeed been carried out by Russian Muslims, in that case Chechens, who had moved to the West. These forces are our common enemy. And as I pointed out in my piece, so far, thank God, America and Russia are not directly at war. And indeed, at least until the Ukraine war, had not been responsible for killing each other's citizens. Whereas, of course, over the years, ISIS and before that Al-Qaeda have killed thousands of Americans and Russians and Europeans in terrorist attacks.
Anatol Levin, great to talk to you. Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Anatol Levin is the Eurasia Director at the Quincy Institute for Responsible Statecraft and a former British correspondent in Afghanistan, Pakistan and Russia. This is RN Breakfast.
Getting in touch with ABC RN is easy. Join the conversation live using the ABC Listen app's call and text features.